Hello.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Zachary.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, I hadn't heard back from you, and I had lost my phone actually for a few days, so thought I would check in and see where we are.
Sure.
I mean,
Well,
what are your thoughts?
I've looked at this several times, and I did reach out to you on another number, so I'm not sure. Maybe that was the confusion. But
Yeah.
remind me again what your timeline looks like.
I mean, we would like to do this, probably as soon as possible, but are we in a rush? No. But I think I told you, I've had Graves' disease and haven't really been able to work, and so I want to be able to take the house equity and put it on something else where we don't have to worry about a mortgage. I think we're looking at maybe the St. Paul area. That's where I think it'd be good for us. So I don't know if you have anything there, but timeline is okay. Except I do get my mortgage paid and figure that out, and so I don't
When you
want to wait
say
either.
get your mortgage paid, are you behind?
Yes, just 1 month though. I mean, it's not behind, but it's due by the 15th, and right now figure out how to get it done, but it's not really behind.
Right. So, are you, and I'm just, this is the first question, are you not able, now maybe we've talked about this, but I can't recall at this current time, are you not going to be able to make the, mortgage payment of what it is now and, for the future?
Well, I don't know until tomorrow. I might be able to get some help tomorrow to get that done. And my work is kind of, it's been hard. I was working as a consultant, doing work for a CPA, but because, I was having issues until they got it under control and figured out what was wrong, I mean, like a rough, seriously rough. So we're not behind. I think we're able to, by the business, working on that. So that's where I guess we are.
Well, I mean, I know you have an idealistic number in your, mind that you want to get out of it, and the house, it's not like it's perfect condition, I think we both, I
In
think
pretty good
that,
condition. I
right.
mean, very careful, yeah.
Sure. So, I mean, being said, I mean, we're interested in it, but I know, well, I do
Well,
know,
this is
go
the
ahead.
helper, I guess. Gotta go. So, I mean, what are you thinking? Because then that'll help me make a decision.
I mean, it doesn't really make sense for me to even make an offer. It's not going to work for you. It makes me, a little uncomfortable even kind of just mentioning something. I don't want to, I'm not trying to insult you. I would love to buy this house, but obviously we can't buy every house for every person we talk to. That's just
No,
the
I
fact.
know. And I'd be happy. I know where my numbers are, but I'd be happy if I could get 100 grand out of here because it's worth that. And that would mean, so the house could sell for 350. And actually, the comps that I had, of course, they're like a couple months old now. The houses have sold for more than the listing price because people want to be here in this area, close to short stuff. So I'm. If I do 350, if I were to list it, is what I'm saying, and my mortgage is like 213, 212, something like that now, that would be 137. I didn't have to worry about real estate, all of that. I'd be happy to get my brand out here.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But if you're not even close to that, then, that helps me make a decision on what I want to do. So.
Are the floors all hardwood?
They are pergo throughout the entire house. I replaced all the flooring. It looks great pergo. And the house is a neutral color. The walls are light gray, the floors are gray because it needs to be brightened up. It's a smaller house, obviously, not a huge house. So, they had dark hardwood all throughout here, and it was just closed up. So, yeah, I did all of that, replaced the toilets with handicap stuff. We have an exterior lift outside. That's installed because I broke my leg, and it took me a year to be able to walk after four surgeries. But we have a hot tub. I mean, it's not bad here, and I wouldn't be paying any of that, wouldn't it, if they would call me
Right.
for it. I mean, I got a $6,000 hot tub out there. It's therapeutic because I have lupus and Graves' disease.
Mean, what I would say is if you could get, if someone offered you 350 for this house or, in the 300s, I would take it. That's a good price. I mean, Brick Rancher updated. I mean, I'm seeing, like 350, and that's for a Brick Rancher that's 1500 square feet. I see a 330 for 1300 square feet, but that's a Brick Rancher. So I mean, the brick makes it a little bit more valuable, I will say that. I mean, I you have equity in the house, no question, but I, as far as a retail aspect of it, or getting the most for your property, I don't see 100 grand for my point of view.
I mean, what were you thinking? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the inside of it, and I know you got the updated flooring, and it's a solid area. I'm definitely not arguing that, but I mean, I would be below 300. I mean, you did just buy that. I mean, you've had it, what, 5 years?
More like eight.
Okay, 8 years. Okay, gotcha.
That'd be 87,000 if you did 300.
What's that?
So if you said 300, then that would mean for me after paying the mortgage, I'll have about 80,000, 85,000 out of that thing. Is that where you're coming from, or are you not?
I'll be below 300. So let me ask you this. How much do you have on it?
213.
213. Okay. And what's so important about getting, a lump sum up front? Would just help me understand that.
Well,
I know
if we
you would.
live,
I
able
know
to
you.
pay for something, but with cash. So my credit unfortunately got ruined by purchasing an RV for my mother who deserted me. That did not help me. But so I want to be able to pay cash because I don't think I'm going to be able to do a loan.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, so ideally you're looking to pay for the next property cash.
Correct.
Okay. Well, and what are the properties going for, that you have in mind?
So, we're looking at the St. Paul area, and a condo to make it easy for ourselves. They're in that range. Square footage, if I only had like 80, it would be a small place. That's okay. But that's what we're thinking.
And your husband, his credit not that great as well?
Well, he didn't even have credit because he had no debt. So, we're trying to work on building that, but that's going to take time. Like, he's never had a loan. He's never had a credit card, any of that.
Well, and what's to stop you from just listing it on the market, though? I mean, I know we've talked about it, but
That stopped me. I mean, I actually, considered putting it on the market a little while back, but I couldn't decide where we wanted to go. That has been, I've looked at all kinds of areas. So now we finally know what we want to do. Now it's a process of getting it done.
Yeah, it's hard with the credit and then
Correct. So, I guess, what is your comfort zone? What were you thinking? I mean, that's what all I need to know.
Sure.
Know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that we would probably be the best fit for you. I mean, there's a way, we're real estate agents as well. So there's always that option, bringing the retail price in.
So we can swap houses.
I mean, exactly. I know this area about, more than you could count on fingers and toes, properties in that area. So,
Well, maybe we could look at that as an option. I just want to get out of here and not have a mortgage. Anyway, that's it. Period.
sure.
If you have other areas, maybe that's a consideration. But, like I said, it took me some time, and I think that's a good area to be in.
Well, about this? Maybe, how about this? Why don't we come look at it and see what we can do?
All
What's your schedule like?
Probably wouldn't be able to do it until Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
That work for you, or anytime next week? Fine, but Thursday or Friday are open yet.
Okay, what time?
How about 11?
AM. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let's see what we can do. All right. Thanks.
All right,
Bye.
let's see what we can do.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.